Not really. So we need to differentiate between immigrants. The economic class, according to our research and the research of others, integrate very quickly. In fact, within 5 years, they have the same wages as the Canadian-born population, and after 5 years, they earn more than the average Canadian. And the reason for that is Canada is very selective. We bring in people who have very high levels of education. They speak English and French fluently. They have a lot of work experience. So they really help our economy. The family and the refugee classes, they're a different story. We bring them in for social reasons. In some cases, they require more supports, but then in other cases, they don't. And I'll give you a few examples. So sometimes Canada brings in very vulnerable refugees, and we bring them in because we believe it's the right thing for us to do. So we don't see them as a drain, but rather as a moral imperative for us. The family class, they're not necessarily a drain. We're bringing them in, obviously, to reunite them with their family members. And by reuniting them, actually, they're able to benefit the economy in various ways. So, for instance, if you bring in a family member, perhaps they can serve as a babysitter while you work extra hours. So that's a benefit for our economy. So, immigration, by and large, is greatly beneficial to Canada. And at the same time, we recognize that we do need to support them. And so that's why we invest over $1 billion each year in helping them integrate into our country.